Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Aaron Whitehead. Aaron Whitehead is the founder and CEO of Kick the Ceiling, an executive coaching firm dedicated to busy surgeons who want to learn evidence-based strategies to cope with stress, reduce burnout, and become more engaged with their work and life. Aaron earned her MBA from the University of Central Florida with an emphasis in strategy. She also earned graduate-level certificates from Cornell University in Executive Leadership for Healthcare Professionals, Harvard University in Neuroscience, the Wharton School of Business in Competitive and Connected Strategy, and continuing education credits in Emotional Intelligence, Physician Burnout, and Coaching Global Leaders in Transition. She currently holds a fellow position with the Institute of Coaching at Harvard Medical, which is dedicated to disseminating the best coaching science and ensuring integrity in the field of coaching. She is also an industry mentor for the National Science Foundation and University of Central Florida, teaching early-stage medical startups how to take their idea to market. Well, good afternoon, Aaron. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian, for having me.
Awesome, Aaron. You know, we've been talking for quite some time now, and we finally got connected here, and I'm excited to kick off this podcast with you. A lot to learn, and we have a lot in common. We both are in the healthcare space. So, Aaron, you've got quite the career in healthcare. Like I mentioned, you're a partner, an entrepreneur, and now you're the CEO at Kick the Ceiling. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Gosh, the secret to career growth. Isn't that the million-dollar question? I think really career growth in general, I don't think it's a secret, but is continuing education and really being willing to wake up every single morning as a beginner with a growth mindset and continually leaning in to life and the world around you with curiosity. And I think when you do that and you're constantly willing to learn more or learn how to do something that you've been doing in a different way, perhaps, that it really helps propel your growth. It really does. And I think it adds an element to your character as well. And that you are talking with new clients in discovery interviews and all of that new knowledge just helps build and just make you very robust. And you just come across as extremely knowledgeable in your field. And so I don't really think it's a secret per se, but definitely continuing education and just waking up with that growth mindset every single day.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate that, especially from leaders like yourself who are working for themselves, whether it's in a CEO or COO position. Mm-hmm. It's very helpful for our audience. So thank you. And Aaron, as you know, everybody globally has had to make major shifts to adapt to this new normal. So could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in this economy?
It has definitely been a shift in 2020. Everyone really across the globe just feeling like the brakes were put on and there's a big halt. So I think like myself and every other company that is relevant, the number one reason why entrepreneurs stay in business is agility. And if you're able to stay agile and shift when the market shifts and not plant your feet, you're able to go further and continue to keep yourself relevant. As for keeping Kick the Ceiling in front of an audience, I believe that I've done a pretty good job at ramping up the chatterbox online. So consistently talking about what it is that I'm doing, how it is that I'm helping surgeons, making sure that my social media presence is first and foremost, because that's really what everybody has done, is they've turned to, instead of going out to the soccer games and doing all the stuff that everybody was doing in a social sense, they were being social online. So we had to make sure that we were exactly where our audience was going to be. So definitely making sure that we ramp up our social media presence and doing a lot more on the visual side as well. So really bringing people into the company and showing them what it is that I do, what an executive coach really is, who it is that I work with, how I help them, etc. So that was, I don't know if I'd say it was a huge shift, but it was definitely one of those things where, say, in 2019 or 2018 or back in 2015, where social media was a piece of the puzzle, this became an even bigger piece almost overnight. So I was lucky in which I already had a platform built up, so I wasn't having to build it from scratch. And in doing so, all of those efforts that I had placed over 2020 really led to superior organic growth. It really did. And being vulnerable with our audience and and our population and our colleagues and really talking about what was working, what wasn't. Today, I had a complete meltdown. I mean, just really telling people this is actually what's happening and not putting on one of those happy faces that everything is hunky-dory. I think that helped as well.
I love hearing what everybody has done during this time. And everybody has a unique story, of course, but your story is absolutely interesting. And I appreciate your sharing that. And then, Erin, I know you may not be leveraging any new or emerging technologies in your particular space, but maybe there's a cool app or tool you're either using or heard about that you might want to share with our audience. As you know, we're a technology platform and we want to hear everything that's kind of happened out there in the tech space.
So as an executive coach and a student of neuroscience, I deal very greatly with emotions and how the brain interprets emotions and therefore how it is that we behave in the world. And there was this really cool new wearable technology that I just recently heard of, and it's called HAPB. It's H-A-P, B as in boy, E-E. And it's a wearable device, and it's all about your energy and how it is that you're feeling for the day. And you wear it and it sort of sends you all this data back. And I just thought that was really cool, especially for somebody who is in the neuroscience field, to be able to detect some of that energy and see it out visually. You know, like, when are your peak moments during the day? And when is it that you have the most energy? And I think it's also color coordinated too. So colors align with certain types of mood. So I thought that was really neat.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I've written several articles on wearables, and it's particularly around, you know, your health, you know, heart rate and that sort of thing. But to actually monitor kind of your mood or kind of the mental side of things is pretty neat. So thanks for sharing. I do appreciate that. And Erin, last question here. Our audience wants to know a little bit more about Erin Whitehead. Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in leadership or entrepreneurship?
This is such a great question, because the majority of direct messages that I get privately from any member of my community, whether I know them or not on social media, is that they consistently reach out to me and they always use the word brave. They say, you're so brave for posting what it is that you post. You're so open about your life and how it is that you're feeling. And those moments in time where usually people aren't so open about, very vulnerable moments. I wish I could be like you. I wish I could be that brave. I wish I could put myself or my thoughts, my ideas, my opinions out on social media, but I just can't, for a number of reasons. Some people don't because they're afraid their employers are going to scale their profiles and it's going to put them in an awkward position, or they're in sales and they don't want their clients to find out that their spouse is an alcoholic, or, you know, something along those lines. However, in the entrepreneurial world, I think the one key asset that you have to have is believing in yourself. 100%. It is the number one coaching concept that's brought to a executive coaching conversation with the surgeons that are my clients, is giving yourself permission in order to move forward differently. And when you become an entrepreneur, it's usually because you've spent some time in the corporate world and you think you have a really great idea, or you want to take control of your destiny and you want to jump off the high dive and do a cannonball, which I love to say, and delve into the entrepreneurial world, but you're afraid. And the fear is holding you back for a number of reasons, usually financial, right? I don't know if I'm going to be able to make enough money to support my family and my retirement goals, et cetera. But those who believe in themselves are able to go into the entrepreneurial space, sit in front of a client with that belief, and basically be there for all of the right reasons. So it doesn't take audacity to charge $6,000 an hour. That's not where audacity comes from in the entrepreneurial world. Really, price is more about being neutral. The market sets your price. So if you're charging $6,000 an hour, it's because that's what the market can stand. That's where the bounds are. That's not where audacity comes in. You need audacity in order to get results and promise results, promise transformation. You have to be emotional about the transformation that you're offering. And you need to be joyful about it too. That's where the audacity comes in. The universe rewards people who are living in their self-belief. And if it's one thing that you need in the entrepreneurial world, it's to believe in yourself.
Wow, that is really inspiring. Not heard that before, but I do appreciate it. And I know our audience will as well, Erin. So Erin, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you so much, Brian. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Bye for now.